Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet. We also find out what's happening in our dark island skies. Christopher Phillips joins us, tapping into his expertise now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in the western and southerly skies after sunset. The moon this week is approaching its first quarter phase, and whilst it may become brighter towards week's end, conditions will still be great for stargazing.
Now, there is a facility in the Aloha State that has a sister facility somewhere that I understand just got some funding approved to make repairs after a storm affected their operations.
It certainly did. The Very Long Baseline Array, or VLBA, atop Mauna Kea is but one of a network of 10 dishes that spans the U.S. from Hawaii all the way to the Virgin Islands. Last year, during Hurricane Maria, the dish in the Virgin Islands was hit hard and suffered enough damage to put it out of commission. Last week, a disaster relief bill passed by Congress included within it $2 million to bring the VLBA station back online.
Now, as I recall, this is an interferometer. Explain exactly what that is for folks.
Well, an interferometer is usually a network of smaller telescopes that combine their signal in order to mimic the effect of having a much larger telescope. In the case of the VLBA, each dish is about 25 meters across, and on their own, they're pretty good telescopes. However, when the signal is combined from each of the 10 dishes, it becomes formidable.
And what's the kind of stuff you use a tool like this for exactly? Because these are always a real fascination to me when you link all these telescopes up and it gives you more power. Well, what are they looking for with something like this?
It's very cool indeed. And the VLBA does a bunch of awesome science, including space weather prediction, mapping the large-scale structure of the universe, and also doing precision astrometry, which is measuring accurately the positions and distances of objects in space.
And Christopher, explain how these devices are measuring something entirely different that people might be surprised about.
There is indeed. The VLBA also monitors continental drift here on the Earth. Because the dishes are spread out over such a wide area of the Earth, the signals they collect can tell us all sorts of cool things about our own planet, including how the continents are moving.
Well, it's fascinating stuff and great to be hearing about it with you. It's Christopher Phillips and another stargazer. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week. And you can find Stargazer on demand online at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.